Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punished, Text 6. Anartha Pashamam Shakshan Bhakti Yogam Adhokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvamsh Chakre Satvatasamitam Anartha Pashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Adhokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam Anartha Pashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Adhokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samisam Anartha Pashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yoga Madhoksaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam Anartha Pashamam Shakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhoksaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam Anartha Pashamam Shakshan Yogamadoksaje Kasha Janato Vidvams Yasatata Samitam Anartha Pashamam Shakshan Bhakti Yogamadoksaje Anartha Pashamam Shakshan Bhakti Yoga Madhoksaje Vaishnavis. Anartha Pashamam Shakshan Bhakti Yoga Madhoksaje Chakra. anartha, things which are superfluous. Upashamam, mitigation. Shakshad, directly. Bhakti yogam, the linking process of devotional service. Adhoksajay, unto the transcendence. Lokasya, of the general mass of men. Ajanataha, those who are unaware of. Vidvan, the supremely learned. Chakre, compiled. Satvata, in relation with the supreme truth. Samhitam, Vedic literature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead. This statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, his different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He also saw his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also. And he specifically observed that the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measures for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science and begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent on devotional service for the ultimate realization of the supreme truth. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, Srila Vyasadeva is described as Vidvan, one who possesses knowledge of the Supreme Truth. And in the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how he directly perceived these things, not that he just heard them. So, you know, the absolute truth is sometimes in the Vedic literature called tattva. And then there are those who are called tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi means one who actually perceives, who actually sees the absolute truth, sees Krishna, Krishna's different energies, Krishna's different incarnations, and many other things, as mentioned here. As a matter of fact, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna recommends that one approaches such a tattvadarshi, one who has seen the absolute truth. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. So that word tattvadarshi is used there. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, if one wants to learn the absolute truth, one has to approach such a tattvadarshi and render service and inquire submissively. You know, many people these days, they inquire, but they don't inquire submissively. They inquire in a challenging way. So they're not going to be able to access the absolute truth. So sometimes the word tattvavit rather than tattvadarshi is used, and that's also authorized. If one hears from the tattvadarshi and repeats what the tattvadarshi says, then one is as good as, you know, the tattvadarshi. Vedanti tat tattva vidhas tattvam yajganam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. You know, it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanti, they say, tattva vidhas, those who know the absolute truth, you know, they say that the absolute truth is revealed in three features as Brahman, you know, the impersonal absolute, Paramatma, the localized personal absolute, the super soul in the hearts of all living things, and ultimately as Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Sri Krishna. So Srila Vyasadeva is on the platform of tattvadarshi. He's able to actually perceive the absolute truth. And based on that perception, he is compiling this Vedic literature, this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered to be the ripened fruit of the whole tree of Vedic literature. And Srila Prabhupada said many times that the devotees are supposed to be Shastra Chakshush. Shastra Chakshush means see through the eyes of Shastra. So if we're seeing through the eyes of the Shastra that has been compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, we're also seeing to some extent the absolute truth. And according to the sincerity of our practice of devotional service, we perceive that. Ye yata mam prabhadyante. Tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, as they surrender themselves to me, I reveal myself accordingly. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada mentions the linking process of devotional service. And that's his translation of the Sanskrit bhakti yogam. So yoga actually means to link. Many people don't know that, but the actual purpose of yoga is to reestablish the link between the individual jiva soul and the supreme soul, who is the source of all the individual souls and maintainer of them. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. It's stated that there are so many eternal living entities, nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, so many conscious entities in the universe. But among them, eko bahunam, among the many conscious, individual, eternal, personal manifestations, entities, one of them is supreme and is controlling and maintaining all of the others. So the mass of people have forgotten that. They've forgotten their eternal identity as servants of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Vamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasashtan indriyani prakrishtani karshati. The eternal jiva souls are my parts and parcels. They're part of me. They're also different. Our philosophy is achintya bheda abheda tattva, which means inconceivably, simultaneously, one and different. So we don't make the mistake of thinking I am one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that's it. But neither do we make the mistake of thinking we are totally independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So simultaneously, we're one with the Supreme Lord in terms of being of the same substance. Krishna says the jiva soul, the eternal individual soul, is his amsha, his part, like a spark of the fire is part of the whole fire. But the fire itself is very great. The spark is very small. And if the spark drifts away from the fire, its relationship is lost. So people don't understand these things, and Vyasadeva, out of mercy and compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, is providing this information in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's especially recommending the linking process of devotional service, bhakti yoga. You know, sometimes, you know, I look through, you know, the different comments people make about me on the web, on Facebook, and things like that in response to different videos and books that I've done. And one person asked me, "Are you a practicing Hindu?" And I explained, "No, I'm a practitioner of bhakti yoga." You know, that's what's being recommended here. And I'm a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and a disciple of its founder, Srila Prabhupada. So our identity is Jivara Srupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das, the eternal identity of the soul. Its constitutional position is servant of Krishna. But we've forgotten that. And why? Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakare Nikitashtamaya Tare Japati Atare. Krishna Bahir Mukha means we turn our face from Krishna. We have free will. We can serve Krishna or we can not serve Krishna. That is our choice. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakare. So why do we turn from Krishna? It's because we desire to enjoy independently from Krishna. And when we make that decision not to serve Krishna, to try to enjoy independently, then Maya Japati Atari. Maya is there to capture us and to put us into a forgetful state. So even when we do that, Krishna doesn't forget us. You know, Krishna provides the material world as a field of activity for the souls who want to enjoy independently from him. But he also enters into that world in his different incarnations, and he sends his different representatives, and he provides the Vedic literature to give us a reminder of what our original position really is. And in this purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada mentions revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead. So that love for Krishna is eternally there in the heart of everyone. It's not something that has to be imported from the outside. It simply has to be reawakened. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuti Chitti Karya Udai. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, that love for Krishna, Krishna prema, is eternally there in the heart. Sadhya kabunai, it doesn't have to be developed by any process. It simply has to be uncovered. Shravanadi chude chitte, when by hearing and chanting the consciousness is purified, then the dormant affection and love for God that is there in the heart becomes revealed. But as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, it's not a mechanical process. You know, the revival of the dormant affection of love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends upon the causeless mercy of the Lord. So that means you could say to Krishna, okay, I'm chanting, I'm serving, I'm doing this, so let me into Goloka Vrindavan. And Krishna could still say, no. You know, it's not up to you and your power and your abilities. It's solely and wholly my decision, my mercy. Or my representative's mercy. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati gotopi, we chant every day. You know, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And without that mercy, one is nowhere. So it kind of reminds me of a game the children in our neighborhood used to play when we were small, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, something like that. It was called Mother May I. And, you know, there were square, we'd make squares on the ground, and you'd throw a stone into a certain square, and then you take steps to go into that square. And the idea is to get to the goal at the end of the whole series of squares. But whenever you took a step, you had to say, Mother, may I? You know, there was one of the children that was the mother or father, as the case may be. And if you didn't say that, if you didn't get permission, then you couldn't do, you couldn't move. You were sent back. So you couldn't just throw your stone into the square and take your step. You had to get the permission of the mother, the kid that was playing the role of the mother. That's why they called the game Mother May I. So in the same way, we have to pray for Krishna's mercy. And we're actually doing that. That, you know, the Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please engage me in your service. But, you know, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, even if this is done mechanically, it may not get you the full benefits of being fully established in transcendental loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there will be some mitigation of material miseries, you know, even just by following, not in the most perfect way. But ultimately, everything depends upon bhakti, devotional service. Bhaktiyamam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva visite tadanantaram. Only by devotional service can I be known, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. As Srila Prabhupada is saying here in the purport, knowledge is dependent on devotional service for the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth. And that's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I'll look for Halavaki.